Hi, I'm Sara Lawati, and I am back with another destination for Off the Beaten Track, a segment in which I take you on a little adventure to the strangest, most peculiar corners of the world. We're gonna visit places that don't often grace the covers of travel brochures, for reasons which you will soon find out. Today we are wandering the halls of the Monte Cristo Homestead in New South Wales, Australia. But heed my warning, this is not so much a ghost story as it is a love story. Although haunted by a sinister presence, or even a few, the Monte Cristo Homestead was once brimming with love and laughter, and it all began with the tale of Elizabeth and Christopher Crawley. Elizabeth rode up on the afternoon train during a sunny Australian summer. Her manor house perched on the quaint pastures of Junee, a small town in New South Wales. Christopher was the heir to the Junee Railway name and money. He carried with him the air of a man who knew not what to do with his newly acquired fortune. The Crawleys were the most ordinary couple to grace the town. Chris with his average height and medium build, and Lizzie with her unremarkable nose and run-of-the-mill mousy brown hair. But it was their love that made this unexceptional couple sparkle. It was a truly spectacular love, one for the ages. They marked it with a wedding ceremony that was equal parts charming and gauche. In 1884, the happy couple picked out a home and called it Monte Cristo Homestead. The Victorian-era mansion was beautiful. The red brick exterior was complemented by the opulent green of the balustrades, and the estate was fringed by tall ebony trees that cast patches of dappled sunlight on the cascading fountain. The manor was seldom quiet. When parties weren't being hosted, it was kept lively by the 7 Crawley children and a series of servants. Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, and tragedy soon struck the hallways of Monte Cristo Homestead. One unsuspecting day, Christopher dropped dead with no prior warning. His head made a resounding thunk as it hit the mahogany dining table. And just like that, the love that spanned decades in the Crawley home fizzled away. Elizabeth's heart shattered. Her blue skies were replaced by the darkest gray. The summer in her soul swapped for a stormy winter. She grieved for herself, for the other half of her heart that was now buried in the Junee Cemetery. After her husband's death, Elizabeth shut the doors, drew the blinds, and never left her home. The widow put down her roots under the creaking floorboards of the Monte Cristo homestead and grew weathered until her own passing many years later. The once effervescent home was now left cold and vacant, its wallpaper peeling and its plush armchairs collecting dust. Until it was bought by Olive and Reginald Ryan in 1963. The Ryans' housewarming wasn't welcoming in the slightest. Soon after they settled into their new residence, peculiar things began to happen. Walking up and down the stairs, even in the blistering hot Australian summer, Olive often felt a chill that seeped right through her bones. When Reginald lounged on the veranda, taking in the stunning view of the grounds underneath a starry sky, he felt a set of cold and clammy hands slowly pushing him forward, as though to throw him off the balcony, towards the patch of grass marked by a mysterious bloodstain. Seeking answers, the couple began to extract more of the calamitous history nestled within the walls of the Monte Cristo homestead. What they found was unsettling, to say the least. Apparently, the demises of Elizabeth and Christopher were not unique. Their infant, Ethel Crawley, was a cherub-cheeked angel, but she often wailed like the devil. Her nanny, although she tried, was not exactly patient with the baby. One not-so-fine day, Ethel's shrieking permeated the air, and her nanny had reached her wit's end. In a fit of rage, she flung Ethel down the stairs where she met her untimely death, in the very same spot where Olive and Reginald felt uncannily cold as they climbed up the staircase. The curious bloodstain below the balcony, on the other hand, belonged to one of the maids that served the Crawleys. Whispered stories of her jumping to her death while pregnant haunt the grounds of the Monte Cristo homestead. But history also unearthed another pregnant maid whose child was born on the very same premises. This child was named Harold, and he lived a relatively joyful childhood frolicking around the meadows of Juni. That is, before he got into a terrible accident that left him disfigured and mocked by the other children. To save the Crawleys from humiliation, Harold was chained on the property until he died too. The sound of rattling metal chains and blood-curdling screams is often heard within the homestead. Clearly, what died in Monte Cristo did not remain dead for long. Olive and Reginald Ryan left soon after. And who could blame them? The magnificently cursed manor had an ornery habit of expelling all those who dared to walk on its rickety floorboards. Yet now, the Monte Cristo homestead is open to visitors, many of whom experience nausea, overwhelming feelings of sadness, or find an apparition or two waiting for them in the darkest corners of the house. Well, you know what they say, true love stories never have endings, and the Monte Cristo homestead continues to shelter its residents long after they have ended. So if you ever decide to pay the homestead a visit, don't forget to look over your shoulder. Until next time.